We want to pray for Ron Bradley, who has not been feeling well and has an appointment with the doctor. We want to pray for John Smith, who has been in Mercy Hospital with a very serious infection. He needs another procedure that can't be done until the infection is under control. And pray for Maria Rodriguez, who is in ICU in Elk City with infection in her lungs.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for your sufficiency, Lord, and we thank you for what Jesus did on the cross. Lord, we thank you that we have the stripes of Jesus that he bore for our healing. Lord, and we lift up all of these to you. Lord, you know their name. You know the condition of their body. You know the things that the enemy is bringing against them. Lord, and you told us in Luke 10:19 that we had power, that you had given us power and authority over all the works of the devil. And Lord, in your name, we can come to you. You said, Lord, if two of you should agree on earth as touching anything, it'll be done of my Father in heaven for them. And so, Lord, we stand in the gap today for these people. Lord, you know right where they are, and you know how. Lord, you can do things we cannot do. We can speak your word. We can stand on your word. And we can bind the hand of the enemy. And he has to bow to your name. And we take authority over him right now. Father, and we ask you, God, to go to these people. We pray for Ron Bradley. And, Lord, he has this appointment with the doctor, Father, and we know, we thank you for doctors, Lord. You work a lot through doctors. Lord, I pray that you would give wisdom to that doctor, Lord, and that whatever test that they run, Lord, that they would be able to find out what is wrong with him, and, Lord, that they would be able to do something that would help him and get a hold of the change, Lord, his, it said he hadn't been feeling well. And so, Lord, they need to know the root cause, Lord, of what's wrong with him. And, Lord, then we ask you, God, it's you that works through the medicine. It's you that goes in and touches their body. And, Lord, we just lift him up to you, Lord, and we command health to return back to him. We return. We ask you, God, that you would cause him to regain that feeling of well-being, Lord, and that you would go right to the root cause, Lord, and heal his body, Lord, through the power of your word and the power of the stripes of Jesus, Lord, that we were just saying that you're not going to turn your back on what your son did, and we stand on what he did, and we give you praise, Lord, for all of your provision. Lord, it was your plan to send Jesus to die on the cross, to suffer like he did for our salvation and our healing. And Lord, we thank you, God. Father, we pray for John Smith, who has been in Mercy Hospital with a very serious infection. We speak to that infection in the name of Jesus, and we command it to change. We command it to leave his body. We command it in Jesus' name that healing and wholeness and health would come to him, Lord, because, Father, they need to do something that they say, man, see, this is where man can only go so far. And then you can do the whole thing, Lord. Your hand can do the whole thing. And so, Lord, we ask you to change this infection, Lord, and to drive it out of his body so that the doctors can help him further, Lord. Or we ask you, God, you can just lay your hand of healing on him and do the whole thing, Lord God. And so, Father, we just lift him up to you, Lord, and we ask you, God, to perform your work and your will in his life, in Jesus' name. Lord, and we pray for Maria Rodriguez, who is in ICU. Father, we speak to these lungs in the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever is going on in these lungs, Lord, you know what it is. Father, we ask you, God, that you would give her brand new breath, that you could cause her to be able to breathe deeply, Lord, in that. Whatever is wrong, Lord, whether it's infection, whether it's some other kind of problem, Lord, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that your healing virtue would flow through her, Lord, and raise her up out of this bed of affliction, Lord God, that you would finish the work that you started in her body, Father. And Father, we call it done in the name of Jesus. It's not by our authority, and it's not by our power, and it's not by our name, but it's in your authority, in your power, and in your name that we ask these things. And we look to you because, Lord, we can expect an answer. We can expect a good answer because, Lord, you do us good in Jesus' name. And we give you praise. We give you glory. And, Lord, we want to give you all the praise. And we ask you to get glory for yourself by working in these lives in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You want to read... tell us about some of our sponsors, Tina. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now at the New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Tammy Bailey will bless your socks off. Gateway Church is located at 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Chasten and Brooklyn Music are the pastors and would love for anyone to come just as you are and join them for any of their worship services. You can follow them on Facebook at Gateway Church eCity or on YouTube at Welcome to Gateway Church in Elk City, OK. Service times are Sunday morning worship, 10:30 a.m., Spanish service, 2 p.m., Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Wednesday night, they have Bible engagement at 6:30 and Bible study at 7 p.m. If you need more information, you can contact them at 580-225-4646.
Okay, and now let's hear from some of our other sponsors. As I said early in the program, Grants Auction Realty, they are our Facebook sponsor today, and they are a great Christian couple. They've sponsored this program for since the beginning, which I think was 2015. So thank them when you see them out and about for their faithfulness to sow into this ministry.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grants Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grants Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
Barbadoes and Ford of Elk City is Western Oklahoma's auto service headquarters. With the largest team of certified technicians anywhere around, we're here to help you keep your vehicle running its best, Ford or not. No matter your make or model, you can count on us, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. And while you're here, shop our entire inventory with financing as low as 0.9%, only at barbadoesandford.net.
We are back. This is the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. And, you know, Tina, I was thinking in the beginning, I don't think I addressed the fact that Tina Dobbs is running the iPad for us today. And bless Tina's heart. She came in yesterday because I forgot to tell her that we weren't going to have the Hour of Power yesterday. So she's faithful. She said she'd been off for a week. She's ready to get back in the, get back coming into this room and getting fed every day. So Miss Mary Fullerton is our guest today with scripture and information about hidden riches. And that last statement you made before we went off air about different ways of discipline just reminded me of my little great-granddaughter who absolutely, this is the one that was born in California at 1 pound and 4 ounces. Mm-hmm. Almost 4 years ago. Well, she loves these little princess costumes. She's got all sorts of princess costumes and tiaras and all that kind of stuff. And they've had a little bit of a challenge getting her potty trained. So their form of discipline now is if you don't tell us in time to get to the bathroom and you potty in your panties, then you're going to have to take your princess costume off and just wear regular clothes. So that has been a real inspiration for her to be sure and tell mommy and daddy when she needs to go potty.
Yes, that'll work.
It sure has.
That'll work. You have to find something that means something to them and take it away from them for a while.
That's right.
So anyway, so. But we were talking about this king that had received discipline from the Lord. But God, even when we make a mistake, God does not throw us away.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
He just turns around. He says, even after he said, should you help the ungodly and love them that hate God, he said, nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, in that thou hast prepared thine heart to seek God. See how he gave him the correction part, the negative part, but then he turned around and he said, but there's good found in you.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just leave him, well, you've messed up, you
right.
know. No, he left him with a positive word. And that's a good example for us to use,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so, 1 Chronicles 28 and 9. King David was talking to Solomon, and he said to him, and thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. Now, it didn't mean that you have to do perfect. I mean, like, because we're just human flesh and we're going to fail. But if the main attitude of our heart is seeking after God and wanting him, and like all we have to say is, Lord, I messed up again.
Mm-hmm.
I messed up again. Forgive me. And he's right there.
Mm-hmm.
He's right there. He doesn't bring condemnation on us. But he lifts us up and he says, just try again. You know, you're going to make it one of these days. Try again. And so he said, and thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understands all the imagination of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off. Why? Because God doesn't make us serve him.
That's right.
He wants us to serve him because we want to. And so if we reject him, he has no choice but to cast us and to like bring discipline in our life in a way, you know. And so he will cast thee off. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee. God has chosen us. There's nobody else that can do what we do. God has a purpose and a plan for every one of us. And he told Solomon, he says, take heed now, for the Lord has chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. David wanted to build it, but God said, no, I'm going to let your son build it because you're a man of war and you have taken lives, you know. And so he said, I'm going to let your son Solomon build the house of the Lord. And so that's one time that David didn't get to do what he wanted, you know, because God had a better plan. Psalms 27:8. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. And then in it says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And so, anyway, the Lord tells us to wait on him and to seek him. Now we're going to go to a scripture in Acts, the 17th chapter, the 23rd through the 28th verse. And this is Paul. This is talking about Paul. I love this scripture. It kind of turns me on every time I read it. So there's just certain scriptures that do that. They get down below the fifth rib, mm-hmm. and they just stir you up. And at this time it says in verse 22, it said that Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill. And Mars Hill was in Athens. And he stood in the midst of Mars Hill, and he said, ye men of Athens, as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription. And this is where it gets good. These next few words were in capital letters, all capital letters in the Word of God. That means that it's really important. To the unknown God. To the unknown God. And Paul said, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. Paul says, he's not unknown to me. He's not unknown to me. I can tell you who he is. You know, him declare I unto you. Now listen to this. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all. To all people, life and breath and all things, and has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined or decided the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. And so, he says, he's the Lord of heaven and earth, and he does not dwell in temples made with hands. We are the temple of the Lord. He lives, you think about, the God of all creation lives on the inside of us. When we know him as his Savior, as our Savior, he comes and lives on the inside of us, and we become his temple. Wow, don't that just blow your mind? It does me. I cannot hardly grasp that the God of all creation lives on the inside. I'm just a speck of dust.
Right.
Wow. What treasure. That's the hidden riches of God, right. I'm talking about.
That's right.
That's the hidden. Woo! We're not just dust. We're somebody. We're children of the Most High God. We're We're seated in heavenly places right up there with Jesus. Mm-hmm. My goodness, we're going to rule and reign with him one day. If we keep our hand in his, we're going to rule and reign with him. In fact, we rule and reign with him now, even down on this earth. We, you know, because we yield, as I said, we yield our mind and our will and our emotions to him. And he comes in and he helps us to reign over the circumstances of our lives.
That's right.
He makes us victorious. He does us that good thing that he's told us he'd do for us. And so I think about myself. I'm just going to, because, you know, I think God decided that Mary Fullerton would live in Elk City, Oklahoma, from the time of May 29th, 1959, to January the 3rd, 2023, that he decided where I would live. And I say all the time, Lord, thank you for letting me be born in America, mm-hmm. where I could hear the gospel. Thank you for helping me to be born, placing me in a Christian home that kept me in church and taught me the things of God all my life. I am so blessed. I have a head start on a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You could have chosen for me to be born in Africa and never hear your name. Mm-hmm. You know, but he didn't. I was privileged to be born in the best nation on the face of the earth. Yes, we have our problems, but there's still enough people in America that know God and know who he is and that call on him, that he considers, he's still reaching out in mercy. Mm-hmm. Time is winding up, people. The trumpet's going to sound pretty soon. Mm-hmm. And time will be no more.
That's right.
So what you do, what changes you make, you need to make them now.
That's right.
You need to make, do what you're going to do for God now, because time is running short. Mm-hmm. He's going to split those eastern skies one day. And your heart has to be ready, because you won't have time to get ready. Your heart has to be ready mm-hmm. to hear that trumpet.
That's right.
And then we're going to go be with Jesus and we're going to rule and reign with him. We're going to go feast for 7 years at the marriage supper of the Lamb.
And we won't have to do dishes?
Yeah. And Jesus is going to serve us. Wow. Can you think the Lord of glory is going to serve us, his creation? Wow. What things? We can't even imagine the good things that is in store for us. No. We can't even imagine what heaven is. See, every once in a while, somebody dies and they get a glimpse of heaven, and then God sends them back down to this earth to share what they saw. But even at that, we can't even hardly comprehend it. No. We can't. The best is yet to come, people. Don't let anything discourage you. Mm-hmm. Hang on to God with all you got.
Amen.
Hang on to God. He's got a greater hold on you. He's the preserver of your soul. Mm-hmm. He's not going to let you go.
That's right.
He never forsakes us. Mm-hmm. He never leaves us alone.
That's right.
He carries us in his arms. What a loving, wonderful God we have. Mm-hmm. He's the victor over everything.
Amen.
He's the victor. He rose out of that grave victorious. Mm-hmm. And he said, because I overcame, you can overcome. Through me, you can overcome. Mm-hmm. I'll give you the power. I'll give you the strength. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. There's enough scriptures and promises in this book. That's why it's important for us to read it every day. Mm-hmm. Because it keeps us strengthened in him.
That's right.
And I love him. I couldn't make it without him. Without him, I can't do nothing. Without him, I ain't worth diddly squat. But through him, I can do all things because he gives me his strength.
Right.
And he makes perfect my weakness.
Amen. You know, my niece, Laura Unruh, posted on Facebook that last year she'd read the Bible all the way through. And she said, little did I know at that time how much I was going to need so much of this. And she said, I would just encourage you, here it is, the first of the year. Get that Bible, start at the beginning, and read all the way through it.
Yes.
And that is just, it is, I mean, it's always a good time to start. But like she said, this is the new year. Start now. So, you know, we all need to take that word, get it in us, because we don't know when we're going to need some things like that. And I was thinking about the young man on the Buffalo Bills football team last night that got hit, or he was tackling somebody else. They both went down, and then he got up, and then he fell back down, and he actually his heart stopped for a little while. He's in the hospital now in critical condition, and he had actually spoken a while back on TV and said about how important it is that we have ourselves where they need to be, because we don't ever know when it's going to be the last day that we have.
Yes.
And just such great words from him. And then to look at this, and it's the first time in history that they have ever stopped a football game and canceled it, basically.
Uh-huh.
And the people in the, I don't know how many people were there, but I know Cincinnati football field holds over 65,000 people, and it looked full. And it was just, I mean, for an hour they sat, and people were quiet, and the team was out there. They went out on their knees at one time, and they all prayed, and then they went back to the locker room. And it was just an unbelievable, amazing situation and sight to see all these people that had driven and flown in and no telling what all from miles around, and these football teams, both football teams, coming together and hugging each other, and his football team shedding tears over what had happened with him and not knowing what the situation was. And that's just another example of how we need to be ready.
Yes.
We need to be ready because we don't know. Well, I think about my dad. He died while we were singing at a funeral. My mom and dad and I were singing.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I'm sick. I'm very sick. And he fell over and he died. We don't know when it's going to be our last day.
That's right.
So we need to, today is the day of salvation.
Yes,
so,
it is.
Mary, thank you for bringing this wonderful lesson today. If you missed any part of this, go back and watch it on Facebook, or we'll have it posted over on the website, therockchristianmusic.com, when the program's over. So if you have friends that don't have Facebook, you can send them there. Or maybe if you're on the road and you don't want to use your data to watch it, well, you can listen there and get all these scriptures then and all this good word that Mary sowed into us today down in your heart. Sometimes it takes more than hearing it just once. Sometimes you miss some of it, or the phone rings, or one of the kids has a need or something, you know.
Yes.
So go back and watch it again and share it with your friends. From me, Neva, from Tina, from Sister Mary, have a blessed day. And we will see you back in here tomorrow.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app, where you'll find The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.